This is The Big Something. I'm Jake Brownell. Trinidad, Colorado has been known for many things over the past century. From the site of the Ludlow Massacre to the so-called sex change capital of the world, the tiny town just across the border from New Mexico has history more colorful than most cities. Artist Rodney Wood hopes to keep that tradition alive. Commissioned to create an event that would help Trinidad rebrand itself for the 21st century, Wood created the Articade, a weekend-long art car parade, dance party, and circus in mid-September that now brings in cars from all over the United States. This year's Articade is coming up the weekend of September 12th. When the following interview first aired in 2013, the event was just getting started. Now, says Wood, they're expecting over 78 entries. Here's Wood speaking with KRCC's Noel Black.
How did this thing come about? Was this an idea that you pitched to the town of Trinidad, or is this something that they came to you with?
They came to me because Trinidad's going through a lot of challenges and some of their special events have died. Trinidadio died, and they're just looking for something to put us back on the map, something. So they knew me from years ago, Business of Arts Center, State Fair, all those kinds of things. So Pat Patrick, the head of the tourism board, asked me to come up with something. And the goal was just to attract people to town. And I said, be careful what you wish for. And I said, I don't want to do anything standard. And I tried thinking about the typical arts and crafts fairs, concerts, studio tours, rodeo, whatever. And I've been to a few art car fairs and I loved it. And it's like, my turn. So I pitched that to them and they loved it.
Did you think maybe an avant-garde rodeo was in the offing?
That would have been good. The punk rodeo. I like that idea. Next year.
Conceptual rodeo.
I've always thought that punk music and country western could really do a cool overlap.
So why an art car festival? Is there another art car festival that exists?
It's actually a really big deal elsewhere. Houston's in their 27th or 28th year of art car festivals. They're the granddaddy, grandmother. This year they had 350 vehicles and 300,000 spectators at an art event. I don't care where you are. That's amazing. So that was part of it. Seattle has a big one. Reno, a pretty good sized one. Minneapolis comes and goes. There's a whole network out there. Pardon, but here we go. There's a lot of puns involved in the art car nation. That's what they call themselves. So they're out there, but they're really kind of centered around certain areas, and Houston's the big one. So having seen the one in 2010, I loved it for a variety of reasons. One, it was just made you feel like a 10-year-old. It's like, oh, look at that. What? Just, it was kind of this 10-year-old mouth agape awe that goes with it. There's a sense of humor about it. It attracts a wide variety of participants and a wide variety of people liking it. And I'm already seeing that down in Trinidad with the people that are honking their horns when I got something parked out in front. I mean, it's old people, you know, low-income people. So that was the appeal. There's also something really cool about an art event that's not about selling art or selling tickets or the whole marketing commercial aspect of it. Sure, we'd like people to eat down there and check out some of the booths that local artists have, but it's not the goal. The goal is to show their art. I mean, even the art car artists themselves are really more about sharing their art than making money on their art. And so, you know me, I've been around in commercial galleries and museums and nonprofits and all that stuff, and it's the barometer of success is so often the bottom line. It's not with us. And it doesn't seem to be that way anywhere. Example, the cartists, they come to our event because I raise money from sponsorship to pay for their fuel. They turn in their fuel slips and I double it, find them a place to stay, throw a few meals at them. They're not going home with any money. Only a handful of them may have a few things like t-shirts or something to sell, but they're coming to play with art. That's what got me.
Has it inspired anyone in Trinidad to make art cars, or were there already folks doing art cars in Trinidad?
I think we're going to have 45 entries. 15 or more were made in Trinidad now, or in the immediate area. It absolutely did inspire people to do it. Groups, again, people who don't think of themselves as artists, nonprofits, Noah's Ark Animal Shelter. I'm trying to get them in there, this really ugly van. I said, a little paint would be nice. They came up with a great idea. They're covering their van with dog tags. So, and even some of the artists who are, again, have been battling, trying to make a living, whatever, they're having a gas. They're just running with it. They're, I'll talk to the husband or wife of the art car person, and they're like, oh, this has got them so fired up again. So it's this great, inspiring community building thing where people are all overlapping and we'll look sneaking around trying to see each other's car. And the goal is to make this a signature event that happens every year like Trinidadio did. So we'll start next year with a whole bunch of cars. So it's really cool. Some of them are real temporary, where they come apart and they put them back together. Some are commitments. This one woman named Ariella made this outrageously cool glass mosaic Zuzu Trooper thing. She spent hundreds of hours on it. So it did inspire people. And I think this is just the first year. Seattle first year, they had 25 vehicles. Next year, they had 125 vehicles. So that will happen.
Trinidad has this really fascinating history. It started off with the coal mines. It's got this incredible labor history around Ludlow. And then Drop City, which was this hippie commune more or less inspired by Buckminster Fuller, geodesic domes with the... And then it became known as the sex change capital of the world when Stanley Biber was there for many years. And then his successor left and shut that down. And I wonder, you know, obviously Trinidad has gone through many identity transformations over the year, but that was a long one. And I wonder what effect did that have on the community? And is this Art Car event a response to the loss of either notoriety or identity that resulted from that?
I think it's a loss of positive thinking as much as anything else. I mean, they've lost a lot of jobs, some notoriety. Their identity has been floating around and trying to find a place to be in this time in which we live, with the loss of all the mine jobs and the hospital situation and schools. There's just a lot of challenges there, economic, social challenges. So I believe it really will have an impact. I'm starting to think it will have a big impact, and one that will last for quite a while, because it, and again, it's about fun and art. So art overlapping. Actually, you mentioned Drop City. I heard rumors of a possible Drop City van out in one of the junk yards. I found it, and it's now at the History Museum.
Really?
It's there.
What does a Drop City van look like?
It's like a little bread truck with house-painted, muted colors of peace signs, and one thing says, peace is, and then it's this little mountain range thing underneath it. So it's total hippie. You know, I was there. I was a hippie. Graduated in high school in 1969. So it's interesting that even that question, because of the Artocade thing, Drop City gets back in the game. That's really cool. I mean, they love it. Drag it down there. There's no wheels. They may just put it on a trailer and put it in the parade this year, but it's now going to be at the History Museum. Even the state people are like thrilled to have something cool besides, oh, we found the long-lost archive of yet another ranch in Colorado. So they're loving it. It's going to be educational. It'll drag a different kind of tourist and visitor to the museum. So in a way, tricked them into the presence of history through the Drop City thing. So that's really cool. So I think Articade is going to hopefully help this. What we have that Houston and Seattle doesn't have is they have their big events and it's kind of over. Every time I go there, I'll see an art car, though. They're kind of round. Some of them are daily drivers where they did something crazy to their car and they just drive it to work. There's a few in Colorado Springs, a couple.
Do you expect any sort of ad hoc additions?
Yeah, it's going to start happening that way. Because when you drive these around, it is just freaking fun to drive these things. You do not blend. A couple of them that I've got under my wing right now are just this crazy thing. You're driving down the street, and even the completely oblivious can't miss these things. So it's just really fun. It's so weird now when I drive my regular car, I'm like bummed no one's looking at me. So I think it will have residual for years, and I think people will like Ariella's mosaic. She's going to start driving it around. I mean, people are going to see it and go, cool, look at that. So,
you've been involved in many efforts to leverage the arts to transform either a community sense of place, or to really try to transform the economy of a place. That was true certainly at the Business of Art Center in Manitou, where you were incredibly successful. And here you're involved in such an effort again. And I guess part of me wonders, having watched these kinds of transformations take place as really, you know, from communities that are looking for things to kind of hitch their wagons to, is there a limit to which art can transform places? Have we reached a kind of nadir where maybe it's running out of steam, or do you feel like it has sort of an infinite power?
I think it has an infinite power, but it's a moving target. It's funny, when organizations or events get stuck, it's they get stuck with the success more than the failure. And so they don't evolve, and things have changed. I mean, like, they have, you know, every town has these arts and crafts fairs or these festivals. And when they were new, they were new. But now everyone has one. So when you throw out something a little different, I think it revitalizes the spirit of the people participating. But it also shows that creativity is required. I mean, big corporations know this. I mean, whether it's Nike or Ben and Jerry, they get it, that you can't just stay and go back there and go back there and go back there. I mean, that's part of Trinidadio was a great thing, but a lot of the people that were involved really just kind of got burned out and tired. And so it was a loss, and from that loss can come something else instead of, well, let's do another blues festival. Really? So why take that? Because around the country, as an example, there's a lot of arts and crafts fairs that have been around forever or dying because it's just changed. Things have changed in our culture. So art is supposed to involve some creativity. So in the promoting of events and art events in particular, be creative, have some fun with it, and get out of your own way of, again, the barometers being only one thing. And like this, I really, it sounds like a lot of the motels are getting filled up and there's none left. And it's like, really? In your first year? Wait till next year. So it can have an economic impact, but I think it happens incidentally, not intentionally sometimes. And again, Trinidad, because of its size, they're taking over the town. It's art car town. Houston can't do that. Seattle can't do that. They have a big party and then their art car parade, but we're having events and people are all walking around downtown. They'll be looking at the old building and go, cool, look at that. A big town can't do that. So to answer your question is I think it's harder and harder, but it takes more and more creativity. And in a small town, you can have a larger impact because of something that will essentially take over the town.
Rodney Wood, thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was KRCC's Noel Black speaking with artist Rodney Wood. Wood is the organizer of Articade, a weekend-long art car festival and parade that will take place this year on September 11th, 12th, and 13th in Trinidad, Colorado. For more information on the event, go to artocade.com. To hear this piece again and for a link, you can head to krcc.org. This is The Big Something. We'll be right back.